You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
The story is told about two Protestant ministers who wanted to welcome the new Catholic priest to town. And so they invited him one day to go out fishing with them at their favorite fishing hole. And while they were out in the boat on the lake, the one minister after a while said to the other, "You know, I've run out of worms. I'm going to have to go back to shore and get some more." And so he immediately got out of the boat and walked across the water to the shore and quickly came back with another bucket of worms. A while later, the other Protestant minister said, "You know, I'm out of fishing lures. I need to go back and get some." And so he too proceeded to get out of the boat, walk across the water to the shore, and came back with another handful of fishing lures. Taking all this in and not to be outdone, the priest finally said, "I've run out of bottled water. I need to go and get some." And so he proceeded to get out of the boat, and immediately when he stepped into the water, he sank to the bottom and began to struggle to get back up and to tread water. The other two Protestant ministers smiled at each other, and finally the other said, "Do you think we ought to tell Father where the rocks are now?" I look forward soon to meeting the other clergy in Dupo. But if they ask me to go fishing, you know what my response will be. Every time I hear today's gospel passage about Jesus and Peter walking on the water in the Sea of Galilee, I can't help but remember the time when I tried to walk on water. In fact, this story was told at my 40th anniversary last year during the celebration by someone who was a prisoner of mine at that time. But back then, when I was much, much younger, this family invited me to go with them to the lake and to go water skiing. But I told them I've never water skied before. But they said that they could teach me, that I was young and athletic and would catch on quite easily. Like Peter, I stayed up for about 5 seconds, and then down I went, time after time after time after time. In fact, it seemed like hour after hour after hour before they finally gave up and pulled my weary body back into their boat. That, for me, was like a near-death experience. This event of Jesus and Peter walking on the water follows last Sunday's gospel of Jesus feeding the 5,000 men with just 5 loaves and 2 fish, a story that is told on 6 different occasions throughout the Gospels. But this event of Jesus and Peter walking on the water on the Sea of Galilee is told only once in the Gospels. But yet, its message, I think, is no less important for us. I think there could be 3 simple lessons that this story might teach us. The first is, you can't walk on water unless you're first willing to get out of the boat. And getting out of the boat during a storm at night on the Sea of Galilee was risky and dangerous business. In a sense, a symbolic reminder to us that discipleship can also be a risky and dangerous business. Just as Jesus invited Peter to get out of the boat and to come to him and walk on the water, so too Jesus invites each one of us to take risks, to come, get out of the boat, and to follow him. Indeed, discipleship is never easy, and we have to be willing to let go of our comfort zone in order to challenge ourselves to grow into all that we can be to be the very best version of ourselves that we can be. And so we might ask ourselves, what risk may the Lord be inviting us to take to become a better person and a better disciple? The second lesson I think we might learn from today's gospel is that you don't have to be able to walk on water to be a disciple, but you need to stay close to someone who can. As long as Peter kept his focus on Jesus, he was doing just fine on the water. But as soon as he took his eyes off of Jesus, he began to sink. We too need to keep our focus on Jesus, lest we too lose our footing and begin to sink. As today's first reading from the first book of Kings tells us, Elijah the prophet was so focused upon the Lord that he was able to see and hear him in a tiny whispering sound. We too should be so focused upon the Lord that we can hear him in a tiny whispering sound as he speaks to us in the silence of our hearts. And so we might ask ourselves, what can we do to stay close to the one who can walk on water? And the third lesson I think we might learn from today's gospel story is that no matter how great the storms in our life may be, Christ will be there to rescue us, as he did Peter when he began to sink. Hence, when our life gets stormy, our focus should not be upon how great the storm is, but rather upon how great our God is. Sometimes the storms in our lives may be caused by our own sinfulness or human frailty, or they may be storms caused by things far beyond our control. But again, the good news is, when we're sinking, all we have to do is to reach out to Jesus, and he will be there to lift us up. As he said to those apostles in that boat in the night of the storm, it is I. Do not be afraid. Storms come into the lives of all of us. And so we are invited to ask ourselves today, are we focused upon how big the storm is? Or rather, are we focused upon how big and powerful our God is? In a nutshell, the Word of God today very simply reminds us, once again, God is good. All the time.